They went and cut the record. The record hit the chart. And someone in the newspaper said it was art. Disco Casanova said it's heavy on the riff. The Loco Teeny Bopper Band was playing it to death. They called it rock. Nick Lowe, in the later version, the single version, of a track called Shake and Pop, which was originally featured on his debut album Jesus of Coal, released 43 years ago this week in the UK. It would be released later on in that year in the US under the title Pure Pop for Now People. Nick telling the story of how some arrogant, conceited corporate record company executives try to make it difficult, if not impossible, for aspiring bands with a sound to be heard around the world, not just on radio stations, but turntables, CD players, and even your digital device of choice. It always works that way. Well, for the most part, it does. But we here at Local Loft don't take that approach. We open up our ears to any kind of music that has potential. Don't lay down astringent, asinine rules like, well, I don't hear a single. Well, it's not polished enough. No, that's not our policy here at Local Loft. We look for the best and the most aspiring amongst the Chicagoland and Illinois music scene. We look long and hard, and our search is extensive. And in our search for this episode 161, we go to Rockford. We've been there a couple of times, and I have told you in about the last 2 years as to how the hard rock and metal scene is really blossoming up there. There's been several examples. Well, actually, this goes back to 2013 when I did Homegrown Tones on the Cat 105.5 down in the Joliet Kankakee region, and I introduced listeners to Beyond Threshold at that time. I let you know that Rockford was a lot more than just Cheap Trick. Without a doubt, is one of the biggest names to come out of Rockford, because that band is rock and roll history. But there's so much more, and the hard rock and metal scene has really been catching up to Joliet, who still stands first and foremost as the metal capital of Illinois. In Monroe's case, however, you won't hear any screaming, no fierce, unclean vocals. These guys really mean business when it comes to putting out melodic hard rock. The arrangements, the vocals, the guitars, all polished. It's a radio-friendly sound right from the word go. They've been at it for a while, and I really can't believe any radio station, except, of course, for their hometown station, 104.9 The X WXRX up in Rockford, have taken them seriously. Well, we are going to. And along with that, we pay close attention to the line in Nick Lowe's They Called It Rock, the Loco Teeny Bopper Band was playing it to death. We have a couple of examples of teenage bands who, given the chance, will play their music to death. First of all, of course, they want to make sure that their music career as a band has life. Deprived of Construct, a teenage metal band out of the Southwest Burbs, is hoping for just that. And they will get their opportunity at one of two venues that's reopening slowly as the COVID-19 pandemic begins to slowly wind down. The Terminus Theater in Lake Villa, and a teenage pop metal band who truly I thought was going places because of the fierce, highly energetic nature of their singer, When Night Falls. They're on hiatus for now, but 5 years ago this week, that was not the case. They truly were on their way to kicking ass and taking names in the music world. And in one of our two rockbacks, we'll revisit the first time I introduced When Night Falls to audiences here at Local Loft. That and more is Local Loft episode 161, Melts Faces, If Not Your House's Foundation and All the Snow on the Roof Above It.
What's going on, guys? This is Monroe coming in.
Yeah. man lost at sea. Who will ever find me? Gone and blown away. How much can I take? You were my mistake. This ocean we create, drowning in your waves. Slow with my
a dark and lonely place where I've been thrown away. We'll be right back.
stage, giving everything I am. I got through another day because I knew that you would come. Resilience. Resilience.
I got through another day because I knew that you would come. That sounds like any local band or artist awaiting an audience, a crowd, to return and watch them rock as this COVID-19 pandemic slowly starts to slip away. Just remember to get your vaccination, and we'll get there. Solar is a female-fronted band out of Winnebago County. That's the county where Rockford is. And they'll be making the trip down southwest to Brower House in Lombard. It's going to be a while, folks. Saturday night, April 3rd. Another Rockford-based band who evokes memories of the classic yet quirky 80s hair band era. Drama Queen. You've heard me play a couple of songs from them. All three bands are part of this bill at the newly owned Brower House in Lombard, Saturday, April 3rd. Now, hopefully by then you'll get your COVID-19 shot. But if you don't, and even if you do, remember, you'll still have to wear masks and you'll still have to social distance until this pandemic is finally out of our hair. But the show is still on, and to find out more details about it, you can go to Monroe's Facebook page, Drama Queens, or Solar. The lightning fast, breakneck speed nature of Slayer is an influence that many bands have caught from time to time. You just can't get rid of it. Angel of Death, I'm always reminded of how that starts out with Dave Lombardo's head-bashing, skull-crushing drumming. Deprived of Construct is a five-man teenage metal band out of the Southwest Burbs. Streeter is their unofficial location, but this band truly is much older than their ages would indicate. They remind me a little of End of Anarchy, the band started by Tommy Denninger when he was 16 years old, and playing old-school Metallica that was popular way before Tommy was even born. Well, in the case of the five guys in Deprived of Construct, I think they've been listening to way too much Slayer, and that's a good thing. See if you don't agree. And then you can check them out to see how these youngins really play Slayer like they were teenagers back in the mid to late 80s. Terminus Theater, Lake Villa, Friday, February 26th, along with a Hatred Embrace. For more details about this, go to Terminus Theater's Facebook page, or either Hatred of Embrace or Deprived of Construct. They released their debut single on YouTube as well as other digital platforms on February 4th. This is Patriot from Deprived of Construct on Local Loft. We'll be right back.
America rises a new force, dripping and festering from the blood moon of metal. Unleashed upon humanity comes Luna and Sanguinum with a debut EP, Global Bloodbath. We'll be right back.
By no means an old school metal band, however, Luna and Sanguium out of Spring Grove definitely harkening back to the days of the Cold War, Russia versus America. Killed by the Dead Hand, 8 minutes and 22 seconds of classic meets hardcore modern day metal from the band's recent EP, Global Bloodbath. Luna and Sanguium won't necessarily be getting away from Russian territory, but they'll certainly be escaping Chicago territory. Their new tour is going to be called Escape from Chicago, but they won't be going too far away from the greater city limits. Tour kicks off on March 6th in Green Bay, then two dates at the Terminus Theater in Lake Villa, March 13th and 26th. After that, Saturday, April 3rd, they return to Lombard, the Afterlife Music Hall, which is a part of Brower House in Lombard. For more details about these shows, you can go to Luna and Sanguium's Facebook page. Well, Facebook is where I normally get notifications about celebrity birthdays. How the hell I missed this one? I don't know. My brain tissue is withering away, just like the equipment used to record this podcast, which wiped out a section of what I had recorded and is really pissing me off here, folks. But I digress. But it escaped my mid-50s year old brain tissue to the point where it's withering to basically nothing. And not realizing that Friday, February 19th, Cliff Johnson, one of my good old buddies in the music biz and in rock and roll in general, turned 69. So happy belated birthday, CJ. Gonna give you a bit of a tribute here. Starting off with one hell of a solo record that Cliff released about 10 years ago, well, 2010, the latter half of it. He put out the Redemption record, getting help from not only accomplished local drummer Greg Potter, but also his former Off-Broadway co-founder Mimi Betinas and Mike Gorman, longtime bassist for Off-Broadway. When I interviewed Cliff as he surprisingly came down to the Cat 105.5 studios in Kankakee, November of 2010, to talk about this record and his new anthology, known as Razors and Rose Petals, he talked in great detail about this album. I even saw him perform a lot of it live during one of his many gigs at his home away from home, Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. He's played there with Off-Broadway so many times, including a 1996 reunion. So we'll give you On the River, the opening track from Redemption, and then it's back 40 years to Off-Broadway's second major label album, Quick Turns, for the title track.
All to continue the power pop sound of Off-Broadway.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to sail her by.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. So shine.
In that way, where it's clear skies above and it's a sunny day. You see, I'm wasting my time on the shore. I gotta keep moving on the river. Everything is alright. I have to hear the rest of my life. I don't care if no one understands. On the river. The deep dark river. But I got a place for you. So blue, where you can just slip away and just drift away the river.
moving on.
Well, thanks so much. By the way, you're listening to Tim Lancey.
Somebody please, if at all humanly possible, find us a way to make a quick turn out of a pandemic world. Now. Hearing that one certainly brings back memories. Cliff Johnson, who turned 69 years young on Friday, February 19th, was only 29. Back when he and Off-Broadway rocked a makeshift stage in a rather crowded and small St. Rita High School gymnasium on 63rd and Claremont. I do remember that well. And they did a couple of shows during the afternoon, during the heart of classes, so it was really hard to keep your concentration on biology, gym class, or anything else. Cliff and Off-Broadway in the 1979 On and 1980 Quick Turns lineup, the original lineup, are hoping to get back together to do another round of shows sometime this fall. Maybe Fitzgerald's. They rocked Reggie's Rock Club when they first got back together 2 years ago. Hopefully they can do it again. Recognize Your Age, it's a teenage rampage, once sang Sweet back in the mid-70s. And there's been a teenage rampage of sorts going through this episode of Local Loft. Deprived of Construct are all 17 to 19 years old and out of Streeter. And When Night Falls, they started off as mere teenagers too. They come from basically the same musical camp as Delightful Downfall, the first band to feature Steve Eldridge, who started off as mere 15 to 19 year olds out of the Oak Forest area. The combination of excellent, note-perfect harmony vocals and crunchy, fierce hard rock rhythms and power chords made When Night Falls a force to be reckoned with. Mostly it was the emotion and fire in the vocals of singer Christian Ellis that made this band unique. Their turn to howl came with their debut album, Creatures of the Night back in late 2016. I had interviewed and already saw the band a couple of times at this point, first meeting up with them when they played the House of Blues. But on February 28th of 2016, they rocked Wire in Berwyn. I bring this up and I see the news reports and even the Facebook clippings about Wire's future, that they could be under new ownership, and that might be a good or a bad thing, given that so many acts graced that stage and made it rock. And I really thank the owners of Wire, who gave me the opportunity to interview so many bands backstage, and I hope that continues once the pandemic is history. Wire, like so many venues around the Chicagoland area, has suffered under hard financial times because of the COVID-19 pandemic, to a time when they were rocking, however, When Night Falls, and my first interview with Christian Ellis and the band from February 28th of 2016.
Let's go!
Tim Lamping for Local Loft, and the corner of Roosevelt and Oak Park in Berwyn is really rocking tonight, and part of the reason for that is this rather young, fiery metal band I have before me right now, When Night Falls. They had a demo debut out last year, but have already been working on a follow-up to that as early as Super Bowl Sunday. At least that's what I read on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
Going around the room here, Draven is their drummer, Christian their lead singer, No Way is their bassist, Vito on guitar, and Adriana also on guitar. Guys, welcome to the program tonight. Let me ask you about the new stuff you're working on. How is that different, both musically and lyrically, from stuff like Lost, which was part of your first demo?
I would say that there's just a lot more thought gone into this, because when we made those first songs, we were still relatively new, and of course as we progress, our sound progresses with us. I feel like we're able to convey our emotion through our music better nowadays.
We've learned a lot from ourselves throughout the past year, just writing-wise and structure-wise, and you know how to really read each other when you know putting together the songs.
I'll show you what I am. So destroy me, the case I'll never miss.
think the music sounds much different in the studio than on stage?
Yeah, I think there's way more energy live because we really give it, you know, the full emotion and everything.
It's part of the One Night Falls experience.
I read on your Facebook page that you've been opening up for big national acts like Soil most recently. I saw that in Indiana. How do you think that makes your band better musically?
Well, we definitely branch out into another state, and anytime we return there now for maybe a later tour when the album comes out, we're definitely getting up there and we can definitely draw out.
So. Motivation too, you know, playing those shows is absolutely, it's great, you know, it
builds confidence.
Yeah, yeah, you're up there with the big boys.
Yeah, you're able to put yourself on a different level, really.
In a couple of years, do you see yourself being big headliners on a big stage like Soil?
I would hope so.
I would certainly hope so.
That's what we work for.
If we get another year like this one that just went by, oh yeah, hopefully.
You're a tight, hard, driving, very aggressive band, and you've got a lot of success coming your way. I wish you all the best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Check out more of their music on their Facebook page. It's When Night Falls, or their Reverb Nation page.
A nice, incredibly unique blend of hip-hop, hardcore metal, and punk. But the vocal harmonies make it so radio-friendly when night falls. Certainly, they had the vocal power in Christian Ellis. I don't think we've heard the last of the band from Chicago's West Side, and we certainly haven't heard the last of Warrior. It may be laying low, but it will make a comeback along with many other venues around the city and surrounding areas, and the western suburbs and southern burbs, once COVID-19 has been put on the back burner and the effects of the pandemic wear down. Thank God for vaccines. That's all I got to say. You can thank me and you can thank the great people behind the scenes at Local Loft for bringing you this incredible eclectic mixture of hard rock, metal, punk, prog rock, alt rock, and power pop around the Chicagoland area and Illinois. But mostly we have to thank the bands for supplying the music. That could be you as a solo artist or local band member around the six county Chicagoland area or all over the state. Send me Tim Lamping your music in digital form, MP3, WAV, FLAC, or AAC, or physical form, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com. And if you're sending me something physical, drop me an email first, I'll send you a mailing address. In stark contrast to When Night Falls, Black 4 is another unique mixture, but this time around, I'd have to say between southern rock and stoner metal. You have elements of the groove metal of Pantera, the intense guitar grind of Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath. It's just another nice, unique mixture. And I got a chance to also talk to this incredible four-man Chicago band on the night of February 25th of 2017 at the former Star Bar in Bobby McGee's in Chicago Ridge. We wrap up this edition of Local Loft with that rock back. Once again, it's Tim Lamping. Talk soon. Outside of the Shark Tank in Chicago Ridge at Star Bar, it's Tim Lamping for Local Loft. You can call them stoner metal if you want. Actually, it's a combination of punk and metal here. It's old school, but it's some great stuff. The band is Black 4. They've been together since 2011. Maybe you caught them opening up for Global Flex. Maybe you caught them at South by Southwest last year because they were a headlining act there. They have a full-length CD, The Tales of Quattro Negro, out, but they've already been following that up. They have a song, Cougar Love, which is one of the most recent tracks they've done. Let me introduce you to these four. Brian Tunis is the singer.
Tunis. You can call me Tunis, Tunis, or Tunis, whatever you want.
We've got Curtis Taylor on guitar, we've got Jason Forster on bass, and another Brian Madurzak on drums.
Oh, nice. Right. We're all Bohemians.
I'm part Bohemian too. Well, I won't go into my nationality here. What I will ask you guys is, you know, you got a heavy Black Sabbath influence, I would say. Well, it's heavy indeed, but so much more than that. To somebody who's hearing your songs for the first time, how would you describe yourself?
There's a big mixture of things. You got Sabbath, you got metal, you got punk, you got hardcore, rock and roll, bluesy, little Zeppelin, little Corrosion of Conformity, Caius. Monster Magnet, no doubt. And we've been gigging together for many, many years prior to this band, so we all know each other pretty well. So all the sounds kind of complement each other, and we just go from there. You know, it's I don't know. It's rock and roll. Dirty rock and roll is what I say it is.
This is a tune that brings out the rock and roll animal in all of us. Maybe a more intimate animal than just rock and roll. Keep that to yourself, guys. What stays in the bedroom is your business. Cougar Love from Black 4 on Local Loft.
Oh,
They've been a headlining act in many venues around the greater Chicago area. Maybe you caught them opening for Filter. The new stuff, like Cougar Love, how would you say that's different from anything on the Tales of Quattronego? Is it different at all?
I would say so. It's a little bluesier and sexier. More intimate.
It's a progression from what we started to where we are now. It's definitely a lot more blues based, a little more groove based.
There's only like two songs you have posted now on Facebook and also YouTube, but are you working on any sort of a full length to follow up the Tales of Quattronego?
Talk about studio time. That's laying out the program for
Probably March. We're talking March, going to the studio and doing four songs. All brand new songs, all original, a little variation. Like I said, the new stuff is a little slower, more blues orientated, you know what I mean?
Still heavy as hell.
Heavy as shit, yeah. A little more easy listening for the new listeners, you know. A little more commercial, I would think. More palatable for sure, you know. It's not like getting two tops and a hot at Mr. Subs. Extra onions, extra sauce, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, extra tomato. And then we added our guy Jeff Burgos. He's playing harmonica with a couple songs on the album. It's coming together real nice, real smooth, real, as far as I'm concerned, it's easy listening. It's
very
heavy.
Accessible.
It's great.
Yeah.
Easy listening with a very heavy edge.
Yes, more controlled. Yeah.
Brian, let me ask you, how do the songs come together? Is this based on like extensive instrumental jam sessions, then the lyrics come second? How does that work?
Well, the first album was a lot of drum and bass and lyrics and adding guitar afterwards. The new stuff is more, jam session, just ripping it up. Everybody just doing a little improv thing, and we record every session. We get the improv thing going, and when we hit something, and it's like, and you know when you got it. So then we just loop it and play it until we come up with a complete song. And this new stuff is definitely all of us involved at the same time. And that's how it goes. I usually write lyrics to them jamming. And when we got something gold, they come. And I'll just do like an improv lyric, and then I'll write the lyrics afterwards once we get it on point. When the song is structured properly, then I'll add the proper lyrics and write real. Yeah, we've been around with weird stuff, and our best stuff is stuff that we come up with. Like some of our songs, like we play them one time through, and we almost have a complete song. And then
some crap crazy happens that evening, and we just sort of go over and dwell on it.
We create a song,
and then we come up with crazy names that have nothing to do with
all
the song.
All of us.
It just went down that night, kind of. That's where we get to some weird titles, that's for sure.
So stuff like Breezy Deezy, that's just comes right off the top of your head when you don't expect it.
we won't tell that story.
Breezy Deezy, actually, when I just stumbled across the lyrics I wrote down, it was titled Greasy Deezy, and it's just about just greasy rock and roll, just sludging through life and just having a good time drinking beer and hooking up with ladies and racing fast cars and smelling the burning tires and all that bullshit. Jason Skinner. Yeah.
Greasy Fast, very heavy and very energetic. It's the music of Black for Brian Curtis, Jason, and the other Brian. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Rock and roll.
We're at Star Bar in Chicago Ridge. If you missed their gig tonight, Friday, March 3rd, they're at Wire in Berwyn on the corner of Roosevelt and Oak Park. I will most definitely be there myself because it's only like 15 minutes away from where I live.
From the Tales of Quattronego, first full-length debut CD, Breezy Deezy on Local Walks, live from Star Bar in Chicago.
Mouth and a honey on my left hand. Got a smooth
as late as those ways.